Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the conference call about the 2025 Q3 results of Mahle Group. At this time, all participants on the phone have been placed in a listen-only mode. We would like to mention that participation by phone is no longer mandatory. The audio can be heard directly via the webcast interface. To listen to the presentation, please click on the Launch Web Presentation button, which was provided in the final registration email for this call. The presentation will be followed by a Q&A session of up to 20 minutes. During the Q&A session, you're invited to ask questions via the web chat or via phone. The phone number is also available on the registration email. On the call today, Mahle Group is represented by Mr. Markus Kaphaun, CFO of Mahle Group, Jan-Frederik Thiele, Vice President, Finance and Accounting Europe, and Ralf Josef, Vice President, Corporate Finance. Now I would like to hand over to Mr. Kaphaun.
Thank you very much, and welcome to our investor update call. My colleagues and I will now present to you the 2025 Q3 results. After our presentation, as always, we'll be happy to receive your questions. Let me share with you how we navigated through the third quarter of this year by taking a closer look at some important facts and figures. Mahle Group sales in the first three quarters of 2025 were lower compared to the same period in 2024. Sales slowed down by 4.1%, resulting in revenues of 8.4 billion euros. The decline was primarily driven by non-organic impacts, such as negative currency translation and deconsolidation effects. Mahle made good progress in enhancing the operational performance, especially in Q3 2025. We achieved an adjusted EBITDA margin of 6.7% for the first three quarters, which is 0.8 percentage points higher than last year in the same period. Our strong productivity improvements and sales price adjustments overcompensated negative effects from the market. Free cash flow for the first nine months of 2025 amounted to -140 million euros, which is 259 million euros lower than last year. This decrease is mainly driven by a positive one-time effect in the 2024 comparison period for the sale of our shares in the joint venture BHTC, as well as the purchase price payment for the full acquisition of Mahle Behr in January 2025. Compared to year-end 2024, net debt increased due to a negative free cash flow. Higher net debt and a lower EBITDA resulted in a rise of the leverage ratio by 0.3 to 1.5 times. Compared to the same period last year, we reduced headcount by around 2,900 employees, including loaned personnel. This decrease is a result of our continued capacity adjustment to navigate through the volatile market environment. Mahle's credit ratings are currently Ba2 with a negative outlook by Moody's and BB- with a stable outlook by Standard & Poor's. Now moving on to the market and business highlights. S&P Global year-to-date September 2025 figures indicate a mixed performance in a global light vehicle and passenger car production, with a total of 68.1 million global light vehicles produced. This is an increase of 4.6% compared to the first nine months of 2024. This was primarily driven by an increase in the production in China of 13.5% compared to last year, mainly as a result of continuing economic stimulus like incentives for new energy vehicles by the Chinese government, stock building by automakers, and a rebound in exports. Growth is followed by India and South America with a production increase of 4.9% and 4.2% respectively. Meanwhile, Europe and North America have slightly underperformed in the first nine months, each recording a 1.2% decline in production compared to last year. The current S&P Global full year 2025 forecast expects production of 91.9 million passenger cars and light commercial vehicles. This is higher than the recent forecasts and representing modest growth compared to 89.6 million units in 2024. Our internal Mahle light vehicle powertrain scenario also anticipates a slight overall market growth for 2025, though more conservatively. In 2025, Europe and North America are expected to see slight declines in production, down by 1.7% and 1.8% respectively compared to 2024. China remains the largest contributor to growth, showing strong Q3 results supported by government incentives. Compared to 2024, China is now expected to grow by 7.7%. South America is projected to grow by 6.3% compared to 2024. East Asia and India maintain its momentum with a positive growth compared to 2024. Now looking at the medium and heavy duty vehicle section, according to S&P Global, the total global production marginally increased by 0.2% in the first 9 months of this year to 2.6 million vehicles compared to the prior year's period. The slight increase is primarily led by China and India, where the production rose by 15.4% and 11.5% respectively in the first 9 months of 2025. On the contrary, other regions faced significant challenges. North America recorded the sharpest decline, with output down 24.6%, driven by tariffs and economic uncertainty, particularly around emission regulations. Europe also saw a considerable drop of 8.6% as high tariffs on exports and subdued economic growth continued to weigh on demand. Meanwhile, East Asia remains below last year's levels and South America posted a 1% decline in production during the same period. Looking at the production estimates for medium and heavy duty vehicles, S&P Global projects the total 2025 figure at around 3.4 million vehicles, slightly below actual production in 2024. Across regions, truck demand in Europe remains weak, with 2025 production expected to be 5.9% lower than 2024. North America faces headwinds from slow domestic demand growth, easing interest rates, and ongoing discussions around emission rules and tariffs, likely resulting in weaker performance of about minus 25.9% versus last year. In China, the 2025 production forecast has been revised slightly upward and increases the expected growth to 13.6%, mainly supported by government incentives. South America and East Asia are trending negatively, while India continues to show positive momentum. According to our market analysis for light vehicles, the trend of the electrification of the powertrain is expected to continue in the decade ahead. The shift to e-mobility in Europe and North America, however, is likely to be slower due to regulatory uncertainty, ongoing tariff negotiations, and potential chip shortages. In the US, discussions around delaying or modifying emission rules add further volatility. Meanwhile, China continues to lead the transition to new energy vehicles, driven by strong policy support and accelerating adoption. Also, in the light of the political uncertainty, Mahle continues to accelerate its decarbonization strategy with a diversified technological approach. Beyond e-mobility, we are committed to hybrid solutions and advanced range extenders. We are ready for renewable fuels and advocate for CO2 legislation that supports climate-compatible combustion engine with sustainable fuels. Efficiency remains a key focus, optimizing both products and processes. Finally, technological diversity is and will remain Mahle's strategic strength. Enhancing Mahle's profitability remains a key priority. We are taking several actions to improve our future financial performance. There are continuous improvement measures, for example, through the program Back on Track 25, which focuses mainly on productivity improvements in plants and purchasing, price renegotiations, and indirect cost savings. We are also focusing on portfolio and asset optimization, which includes the full acquisition of Mahle Behr. This enabled the reorganization of the Mahle business unit structure and thus additional substantial efficiency measures. Already during past years, we improved the overall profitability through various restructuring measures. Especially in the second half year 2025, we communicated further location closures and downsizings in high-cost countries due to the volatile market environment, mainly in Europe and North America. Further overhead optimization, particularly in administration and R&D, mainly in Western Europe, with a clear focus on Germany, Stuttgart, and North America, are necessary to withstand the market headwinds. Now I would like to hand over to Jan-Fredrik Thiele, who will give you some more insights into our financials.
Yeah, thank you, Markus, and welcome. Let's now move on to our financials. For the first 9 months, Mahle Group has generated sales of 8.4 billion euros. This represents a decline of 4.1% compared to the same period last year, mainly driven by negative currency translation effects of 2.6 percentage points due to the depreciation of several currencies such as the US dollar, Brazilian real, Argentine peso, and others. Additionally, changes in the consolidation group, including the deconsolidation of BHTC and the thermostat business, contributed 1.3 percentage points to the overall decline. Only 0.3 percentage points are attributable to the decline in organic sales, mainly driven by lower sales volumes in Europe and North America, particularly in the first half year of 2025, which could largely be offset by higher sales prices. Now let's look at Mahle Group sales by business units as of the first 9 months, 2025. The powertrain and charging business unit reported sales of 2.9 billion euros, a year-over-year decline of about 2.7%, mainly due to negative exchange rate effects. The business unit represents 34% of the total group sales. The Thermal and Fluid Systems business unit generated sales of 4.6 billion euros, which is 4.7% lower compared to the same period in 2024. The main reason for the decline is the deconsolidation effect following the sale of BHTC and the thermostat business, besides negative currency translation effects and lower customer demand. The business unit makes up for 54% of our total group sales. The Life Cycle and Mobility business unit accounted for sales of 948 million euros. This reflects a decrease of 4.2% year over year, mainly due to negative exchange rate effects. The business unit accounts for 11% of total group's revenue. Adding the OES business, the business unit sales would be higher by 549 million euros, resulting in total sales of 1.5 billion euros or 18% respectively. The following slide gives insight into our regional sales split. In the first 9 months, sales in Europe declined by 6.7% to 3.8 billion euros compared to the same period last year. More than half of this decline was attributable to a reduction in customer demand, while the remainder resulted from deconsolidation effects following the sale of BHTC and the thermostat business. Europe contributes 45% to the group total sales. Mahle sales in North America declined by 4.1% to 2.3 billion euros due to FX translation effects and demand reductions. The region contributes 27% to the group's total sales. In South America, sales saw a slight increase of 0.3%, amounting to 618 million euros, mainly due to higher sales volume. This increase occurred despite negative exchange rate impacts. The region accounts for 7% of the group's sales. Sales in China have been 749 million euros. The decrease of 6.3% is a result of negative exchange rate impact and lower sales volumes. The region contributed 9% to the group's total sales. Sales in India reached 339 million euros, accounting for 4% of total group's sales. This represents a significant 15.7% increase compared to previous year, driven primarily by stronger customer demand. Lastly, in East Asia, we generated sales of 631 million euros, a slight increase of 1.7% compared to the same period last year, which is an equivalent to 7% of group's total sales. Adjusted EBITDA margin improved in Q3 2025, rising to 7.3%, reflecting a 2.7 percentage point increase compared to Q3 2024. Year-to-date adjusted margin stands at 6.7%, an increase of 0.8 points versus last year. Despite higher labor costs, unfavorable FX movements, lower volumes and headwinds from tariffs of 41 million euros net, strong productivity improvements and sales price adjustments drove profitability gains. The improvement is particularly visible in the third quarter of 2025. Note that reported EBITDA declined compared to year-to-date 2024, mainly due to the absence of one-off gains from the prior sale of BHTC shares. Reported EBIT margin in the first 9 months of 2025 declined by 0.9 percentage points to 1.5% from 2.4% in the 2024 comparison period. This change was mainly driven by exceptional items, most prominently the mentioned sale of the BHTC shares in 2024. This effect more than overcompensated the strong gross margin improvement of 1.5 percentage points, mainly achieved through plant and purchasing productivity increases and sales price adjustments. Additionally, while selling expenses remained almost stable, strict optimization measures reduced administrative costs, resulting in an SG&A reduction of 34 million euros in absolute numbers. The adjusted EBIT margin 2025 increased by 1.3 percentage points to 2.8%. This increase mainly stems from adjusting purchase price allocation, goodwill amortization, and badwill release, adding 0.8 percentage points. The adjustment of increased restructuring costs adds another 0.5 percentage points. Operating cash flow for the first 9 months of 2025 increased by 44 million to 143 million euros compared to the same period in the previous year. This increase was primarily driven by stronger operational performance, which contributed positively to cash flow. Cash outflow from investing activities amounted to minus 283 million euros compared to a cash inflow of 20 million euros in the first 9 months of 2024. The sharp decline is primarily due to the 2024 comparison period, including the positive one-time effect from the sale of our shares in the joint venture BHTC of 225 million euros for year-to-date 2024. Additionally, the full acquisition of Mahle Behr had a negative impact on the free cash flow in the year 2025 of about minus 68 million euros. As a result, free cash flow for the first 9 months of 2025 decreased by 259 million to minus 140 million euros compared to the same period in 2024. Net debt increased by 114 million euros compared to year-end 2024. This was mainly driven by the lower free cash flow, as elaborated before, as well as to seasonally related working capital increases. Combined with the lower reported EBITDA, the leverage ratio rose from 1.2 at the end of 2024 to 1.5 times at the end of September 2025. I would now like to hand over to Ralf Josef to give you an update on our financing profile.
Thank you, Jan. Our funding portfolio is well diversified. The main funding instruments are corporate bonds complemented by the syndicated RCF, bank loans and working capital financing tools, which contain ABS and factoring. Given this variety of funding sources and the proven capabilities in the high yield a debt capital market, we feel very comfortable dealing with upcoming maturities over the coming years. As of end of September 25, liquidity from committed credit lines plus cash on balance sheets totaled 2 billion euros. As of 30th of December, also our debt maturity profile is well diversified and balanced through 2033. Mahle's main cash funding instruments are corporate bonds maturing in 2028, 31 and 32. Our syndicated revolving credit facility of 1.2 billion euros maturing in 2028 provides for backup purposes and short-term cash flexibility and is virtually undrawn. For Mahle, ESG remains important. Our achievement in terms of sustainability are well documented and also evaluated externally. We report on our performance on a yearly basis. By 2024, we have reduced scope 1 and 2 emissions by already 47% compared to 2019 levels. With regard to scope 3, we have achieved a reduction of 17%. In October 2025, Mahle was awarded the gold medal by EcoVadis, one of the leading independent specialists for corporate sustainability ratings. For this performance in the area of sustainability, with 82 out of possible 100 points, the technology group ranks amongst the top 2% of all companies assessed by EcoVadis worldwide. Mahle was included in the CDP A list, earning for A for climate changes and A minus for water protection. Our climate targets covering scope 1 to 3 emissions have been validated by the Science Based Targets Initiative. Our annual sustainability report, as well as a KPI summary called Facts and Figures, are available on our website. I would now like to hand over to Markus again to give an update on our outlook and upcoming events.
Thanks, Charles. And as we close the year, our 2025 financial outlook is slightly adjusted in terms of lower sales as a consequence of a market decline in Europe and North America, our largest sales markets, compared to 2024, and negative FX translation effects. We expect our sales to be at around 11.2 billion euros with an EBITDA margin above 6% and an adjusted EBITDA margin above 7%. Net debt to EBITDA ratio is projected at around 1.6 times and the free cash flow is anticipated to be around 0 million euros. Our leaner organizational structure and our continued efforts to increase our efficiency enable us to gain traction in our business and thus to master the challenges posed by the market. We stay in motion to shape future mobility. With this, we are coming to an end with the Q3 2025 investor call and would like to mention upcoming calls already. Our next call is the annual result 2025 call on April 16th, followed by the Q1 2026 call on May 28th. For further updates, please visit the investor relations section on our website, mahle.com. Thank you very much for your attention. We would now like to start the Q&A session and are available for questions in the following 20 minutes. Thank you.